ते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 88 टेक्स्ट 6। निवृत्तेष्वश्वमेधेषु राजा युष्मात् पितामहः श्रृण्वान् भगवतो धर्मान् अपृच्छात् इदम् अच्युताम्। निवृत्तेषु अश्वमेधेषु राजा युष्मात् पितामहः श्रृण्वान् भगवतो धर्मान् अपृच्छात् इदम् अच्युताम्। निवृत्तेषु अश्वमेधेषु राजा युष्मात् पितामहः श्रृण्वान् भगवतो धर्मान् अपृच्छात् इदम् अच्युतम्। निवृत्तेष्वश्वमेधेषु राजा युष्मात् पितामहः श्रृण्वान् भगवतो धर्मान् अपृच्छात् इदमच्युतम्। निवृत्तेष्वश्वमेधेषु राजा युष्मात् पितामहः शृण्वन् भगवतो धर्मान् निवृत्तेष्वश्वमेधेषु राजा युष्मात् पितामहः शृण्वान् भगवतो धर्मान् अपृच्छादितमच्युतम्। माताजी निवृत्तेष्वश्वमेधेषु राजा युष्मात् पितामहः शृण्वन् भगवतो धर्मान् अपृच्छद् इदमच्युतम्। ट्रांसलेशन। योर ग्रैंड फादर किंग युधिष्ठिर आफ्टर कंप्लीटिंग हिज अश्वमेध सैक्रिफाइस asked Lord Achyuta this very same question while hearing the Lord's explanation of religious principles. There is no purport, so we'll read the second verse. Saha bhagavam stasmai priti shushrusva prabhu nanam nirhise sharta yovatrina yadokule. This question pleased Sri Krishna. The kings, lords and masters who had descended into the family of Yadu for the purpose of bestowing the highest good of all men. The Lord replied as follows, as the king eagerly listened. So there is no purport in this also. Text 8. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Yasyaham Anugranami Harishye Taddanam Shanai ततो दानं त्यजन्त्यस्य स्वजना दुःख दुःखिताम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हैड सेड If I especially favor someone, I gradually deprive him of his health. Then the relatives and friends of such a poverty-stricken man abandon him. In this way he suffers one distress after another. Purport. It's a long purport. So, it has been divided. I mean, tomorrow His Grace Radha Dutti Prabhu will speak on the half purport. We will just discuss the first half of the purport. Devotees of the Supreme Lord experience both happiness and distress, not as consequences of material work, but as incidental effects of their loving reciprocation with the Lord. Srila Rupa Goswami in Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has defined definitive tristis on the process of devotional service, explains how a Vaishnava is relieved of all karmic reactions, including those that have not yet begun to manifest, aprarabdha, those that are just about to manifest, kuta, those that are barely manifesting, bija, and those that have manifested fully, prarabdha. As a lotus gradually loses its many petals, so a person who takes shelter of devotional service has all his karmic reactions destroyed. That devotional service to Lord Krishna eradicates all karmic reactions is confirmed in this passage of the Gopal Tapanishruti, Purva 15. Bhaktir asya bhajanam tad iham vrtopadi naishra nairas yena mushin namo kalpan kalpanam etat eva naishkarmyam. Devotional service is the process of worshipping the Supreme Lord. It consists of fixing the mind upon Him by becoming disinterested in all material designations, both in this life and the next. It results in the dissolution of all karma. While it is certainly true that those who practice devotional service remain in material bodies and apparently material situations for some time, this is simply an expression of inconceivable mercy of the Lord, who bestows the fruits of devotion only when it has become pure. In every stage of devotion, however, the Lord watches over His devotee and sees to the gradual elimination of his karma. Thus, despite the fact that the happiness and distress devotees experience resemble ordinary karmic reactions, they are in fact given by Lord Himself. As the Bhagavatam 10.87.40 states, Bhagavat Utta Subha Shubhayo, a mature devotee recognizes the superficial good and bad conditions he encounters as signs of the direct guidance of his ever-well-wishing Lord. But if the Lord is so compassionate to His devotees, why does He expose them to this special suffering? This is answered by an analogy. A very affectionate father takes the responsibility of restricting his children, play and make them go to school. He knows that this is a genuine expression of his love for them. Even if the children fail to understand, similarly, the Supreme Lord Vishnu is mercifully strict with all his dependents, not only with immature devotees struggling to become qualified. Even perfect saints like Prahlad, Dhruva and Yudhishthira were subjected to this great tribulation, all of their glorifications. After the battle of Kurukshetra, Sri Bhishma Dev described to King Yudhishthira his wonder at this. Yatra dharma suto raja gada panir vrko daraha krishno shri gandivam chapam shuta krishna stato vipat nahi asyakar hichit rajan puman veti vidishtitam yad vijnanasya yukta muyante kavayopihi. Oh, how wonderful is the influence of inevitable time. It is irreversible. Otherwise, how can there be reverses in the presence of King Yudhishthira, the son of demigod controlling religion, Bhima, the great fighter with a club, the great bowman Arjuna with his mighty weapon Gandiva, and above all, the Lord, the direct well-wisher of the Pandavas. O King, one can know the plan of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are bewildered. Bhagavatam 1.9.15.67. I think the other half will be discussed tomorrow. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uthapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Raguna Lalitam Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namo Shri Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yasyaham Anugranami Harishetad Danam Shane Tato Dhanas Tejo Asya Swajana Dukkha Dukkitam. His Holiness Radhanath Swami spoke elaborately on this chapter last two Sundays. One was the Vedas personified and second was this chapter. Here Yudhishthir Sukhdev Goswami is answering the question by Parikshit Maharaj, where Parikshit Maharaj is inquiring, why does opulent Krishna devotees are poverty stricken, and why Shiva, who is a mendicant, but his devotees become very opulent. So Sukhdev Goswami is giving an analogy of same question being asked by Yudhishthir Maharaj to Krishna, and Krishna answering this question by saying, Yasyaham Anugranami, I take away everything from the devotee who surrenders, and it is just my special mercy on him. So the purport Prabhupada says, every wealth, everything is taken away. Wealth is taken away. Chanakya Pandit gives a very different description of wealth. Chanakya Pandit says, money is not wealth. Money is just a reserves, this thing that changes hands. It goes from one hand, one person to another, one country to another, one generation to another. So it should pass wealth. That is not wealth. Real wealth is inner wealth. Chanakya Pandit says, the inner wealth of knowledge, experience and wisdom are true wealth. If you have this inner wealth, you can have external wealth. Only if you have this inner wealth, you can have the external wealth. The fact that they are byproducts of this inner wealth. So here, Srila Prabhupada is saying that Srila Prabhupada would always quote this verse whenever he would speak about his material life or his family life and how Krishna attracted him to Krishna consciousness, how he got attracted to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Krishna, Srila Prabhupada would always quote this verse. But in the material world, we see that this wealth is very important. We think it is very important and very powerful. Without that, we cannot do anything. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. The spirit soul, bewildered by false ego, thinks that he is the doer. He is performing all these activities, whereas it is actually carried by the three modes of material nature. Similarly, Sukhdev Goswami ends the previous chapter by saying that one who desires fearlessness should meditate on Lord Hari. And then this chapter starts. So, fearlessness, even in the earlier, I think first canto, second chapter, Sukhdev Goswami answers in a similar way. He says, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma, when Parikshit Maharaj is asking this question, what should a person who is about to leave his body do? So he says, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Ichchet Abhayam. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just engage yourself in hearing about Him, speaking about Him, Kirtitavyascha, remembering Smaratavyascha Ichchet Abhayam. This will give freedom from this fear. You will be fearless. This will give you freedom from the cycle of birth and death. So here again Sukhdev Goswami is explaining the paradox that how Krishna is saying to Yudhishthira Maharaj that if I especially favor someone, I gradually deprive him of all his wealth. Such a poverty-stricken person is completely frustrated and morose. And then when he befriends my devotees, when he takes shelter of my devotees, then again I give him special mercy. I give him that love of Godhead. But normally we see at this stage everybody is completely frustrated and they take shelter of many other things. Intoxication, gambling, illicit sex. But here Krishna is saying, but whoever befriends my devotees, whoever takes shelter of my devotees, I protect him. Krishna is the root of everything. He is pleased. If you water the root of a tree, the whole tree is satisfied. The branches, the flowers, the fruit, everybody gets that water. Similarly, if you pour water on the root, the water will be distributed all over the tree. Similarly, Krishna, if you can please Krishna, all other things are taken care of. So this verse basically it describes the reciprocation of the Lord with His devotees. It is not that Krishna is a very whimsical and sadistic, that whoever comes to Krishna, He will take away everything. And only then you can get devotional service. It is not that way. Here, it happens only with great devotees, I suppose. Not for all of us. It happens only with great devotees who have that loving reciprocation with the Lord. But if that happens with us, if our assets are taken away by land acquisition or something like that, we must understand that it is our stupidity or maybe our lethargy that we have lost everything. But there are two ways of it. Sometimes Krishna takes away, then we should understand it is due to our karma. We have lost or we have gained, or by the mercy of the Lord. And then secondly, we should understand that the Lord takes away for two reasons. One is this reciprocation with His devotees. And then secondly, if it is required for the devotees to surrender, He takes away. Otherwise, just to show how glorious His devotees are, even when He is taken away, they don't give up His shelter. In fact, they take more shelter of the Lord. So here, example is given of, in the purport, speaks about Prahlad, Dhruva Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj. Principally, Krishna may take away wealth, If he feels it is required for our devotional service or to show how his pure devotees surrender. But generally it is our karma. Or maybe we don't desire to have that. Krishna fulfills all our desires if we are sincere in our desire. Whereas sometimes Krishna gives. Sudama is an example of that. Sudama, Krishna gave material opulence and spiritual happiness, both. He gave him spiritual and material happiness. Even Srila Prabhupada, in his personal life, struggled with his material things. But he was very expert. Prabhupada would always say, I was very expert in my business. But Krishna had some other plans. It was not that he was lethargy or he was not interested in business. He was very good in his business. But he said Krishna had some other plans. Similarly, in this purport, the reason is given about, he starts with Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami describes this. Narottam Das Thakur always says, Dhana Mora Nityananda, Sei Mora Prana Dhana. So, like that, great saints are praying, what is their wealth? We see Sant Tukaram in Maharashtra making this kind of prayer. He would say, Echi maza suka, pahina tuja mukha avadine. Just seeing your lotus face, I get maximum happiness just by seeing your lotus face. In South Karnataka, there was one devotee. His name was Navakoti Narayana. It seems he had jewelry and gold worth 9 crore rupees those days in the 1700. And then he became the famous Purandara Das. He realized he got mercy of Vitthala and he wanted to renounce everything he had. He was very miserly and he had accumulated that gold and wealth in some different means. So when he came out to distribute his wealth, he willingly wanted to distribute that wealth. So when he came out to distribute that wealth, the general populace were aware of what means he had accumulated that wealth. And even the general populace were not ready to take that wealth because they knew the law of karma. Today that would not happen. But they knew the law of karma and they were not ready to accept that charity he was giving. So, similarly, Krishna also says, and people should understand how wealth should be accumulated, or to what way it should be, in what way it should be used. That is important. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ananya chintayanto mam e jana par upasate, tesham nityabhi yuktanam yogakshema vahamyam. To whoever who worships me with devotion, I carry what they lack, and I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. And then Krishna describes, again further says that, Yat karoshi dasnasi yat jyosi tadasi yat, yat tapasyasya kaunteja madarpanam. You surrender whatever you eat, whatever you offer it to me with devotion. So this purport, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is spoken. He described about the four prarabdha karma and aprarabdha karma. It is from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Rupa Goswami says that there are different types of bhakti, samanya bhakti, sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. And from samanya bhakti, uttam bhakti, anya vilashita shunyam, jnana karma anavritam, anukulena krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttam. Rupa Goswami says that this is the topmost bhakti where there is no unalloyed devotional service. You don't associate with people who desire for fruitive activity and mental speculation. Everything used in which is favorable to Krishna consciousness. So in that characteristics of bhakti, he speaks of kleshagni. Kleshagni where when you take to devotional service, pure devotional service, material distress is immediately eradicated. relief from material distress. Klesha Agni, six characteristics of devotional service. Klesha Agni, moksha subhada, moksha laguta akrit, sudurlaba, sandranan vishesha atma and Krishna akarshani. So in this Klesha Agni, this description is given of four types of karma. Prarabdha, aprarabdha, effects of sinful reactions which are fructified, effects which are yet to be fructified, which are in the seed form, and which are fructified, prarabdha. So in prarabdha, it is said there are four types: legal implication, low birth, uneducated, and good looking, low family. So Uddhava is asking Krishna. So Krishna describes to Uddhava that whoever surrenders to me in devotion, they can burn all this sinful reaction to ashes. So like when you use wood for cooking, the whole wood is completely burned to ashes and the food is cooked. While cooking it is used. Similarly, by hearing the glories of the Lord, all our sinful reactions can be burned to ashes. It is said that sinful reactions can be eradicated by giving charity and performing ritualistic ceremonies. But when you perform Krishna consciousness and chant the holy name of the Lord, even the seed form, even if it is in the seed form, it can be eradicated. There is example of Ajamil, and many examples are there given in the scriptures. Srila Prabhupada would always say, make this statement, you know, Ami vijnana e murka vishaya kena diva. If this devotee is performing devotional service, or is performing devotional service and asking for material benediction, why should I oblige? Why should I give him material benediction? Instead, I will take away everything so that he can surrender more to Krishna. So here description is given of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Example is given. Srila Prabhupada says, Yudhishthira Maharaj indirectly asked Krishna that we are totally surrendered to you. Then why everything was taken away from us? Why we lost our kingdom? Why our wife was insulted? Why we were burnt in that Lakshagraha, Asat Sabha, why our family was insulted, why we were sent to the forest. So then Krishna wanted to show that even after doing all that, they never gave up Krishna. They never gave up their surrender to Krishna. So Krishna just wanted to glorify Yudhishthira Maharaj and the Pandavas. With all this, they never gave up the association of Krishna. They were always surrendered to Krishna. The Pandavas were devotees, but at the same time, they performed their rites or their duties as kings very nicely. Krishna forcibly makes you renounced sometimes. And there are many devotees who willingly renounced. Like Yamunacharya, there is one beautiful story of Yamunacharya where he debated with the king called him and he defeated that person. So the king gave half his kingdom to him to rule. Yamunacharya ruled very nicely. But then Yamunacharya's grandfather, Nath Muni, was not very happy that his grandson became a ruler. So he sent Ram Mishra, who was his disciple, and Ram Mishra tricked him and got him to take darshan of Ranganath. Yamunacharya got very attracted and he renounced that kingdom and he engaged in devotional service. And when he was engaged, suddenly when he would think about the sense gratification, he always made that statement that his lips would curl in distaste and he would spit at that thought of sense gratification. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna is Hari, who takes away everything, who takes away all that is not favorable, all that makes you miserable, all that is miserable in for you. He comes just to give away the benediction, to save you from all these miserable conditions. Therefore, his name is Hari. So, in this way, even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu, I am equal to everyone. I don't envy anyone. I am not partial to anybody. But whoever surrenders unto me, and I become my friend, I become their friend, and they are in me. So, there is one very nice story of even Bilwa Mangal Thakur. Bilwa Mangal Thakur was a Brahmana, South Indian Brahmana, but he got attracted to this Chintamani. And after he lost his father, he immediately from there, it was raining very heavily. He took the help of a log, thinking it as the log of wood, but actually it was a dead cop. And he swam over on that. And then he climbed, the door was closed, so he climbed the window with the help of a rope, thinking it to be a rope, but it was a dead snake. When Chintamani saw Bilwa Mangal Thakur completely wet and tired, exhausted by this endeavor, she was disgusted. And she said that, why are you so much attached to this lowly flesh of bag of bone, flesh and bone, to this lowly bag of flesh and bone? Instead you go to Vrindavan and you attach your mind on Govinda. She even instructs him and says that you will find complete satisfaction and eternal happiness if you achieve this. So Bilwa Mangal Thakur goes and finally Krishna appears to him. But even on the way, when he gets attracted to this lady, he plucks out his eyes so that he doesn't get to see anything. She completely renounces this desire to enjoy material happiness or sense gratification. So then Krishna appears to him, and then he cannot see Krishna. Krishna plays with him. That time he makes this statement. He says, Bilwa Mangal Thakur says, you can run away from my hand, but you cannot run away from my heart. I can never remove you from my heart. So he was completely happy, engrossed in chanting the holy name of the Lord. So we see this. So there a question can arise that, then how can Krishna say Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu? That means he is partial to his devotees. This is not discrimination. It is very simple to understand. A man, it is in the purport, Prabhupada says of that shloka that a man is, could be charitably disposed, but he is attached to his own children. He has special mercy for his own children. Similarly, Krishna has special mercy for his children. Krishna is like, it is said, Krishna is like the diamond. And a diamond, gold ring with diamond looks very beautiful and attractive. Similarly, a devotee who surrenders to the supreme will of the Lord is like the gold, and Krishna is like the diamond. They both are eternal, and they look very beautiful together. When a living entity, by sadhana bhakti, acquires pure consciousness, then he is called a devotee. When he has pure consciousness, he is called a devotee. So, similarly, here it is mentioned that it was just the loving reciprocation of the Lord when the Lord takes away everything. The Lord says here distinctly in this verse, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu, Maite, in me, naturally as a result, he says that it is reciprocal. It is when the devotees surrender to him, the Lord bestows his favor on them. This transcendental reciprocation exists both with the Lord and his devotees, because both are conscious. It is a personal reciprocation. It is called personalist philosophy. It is like both are persons, both are conscious. So that's why there is reciprocation. Similarly, if a reciprocal relationship is not present between the devotee and the Lord, then they are not personalist philosophy. The Lord is like a desire tree. You pray to the Lord and all your desires will be fulfilled. The Lord supplies. It is not that Lord always takes away everything. It is by the mercy of the Lord you get Guru, Vaishnavas and the association of Vaishnavas. The Lord is here stated to be partial to the devotees. This is the manifestation of the Lord's special mercy to the devotees. The Lord's reciprocation should not be considered to be under the law of karma. It belongs to the spiritual world. It is a spiritual reciprocation which the Lord has with his devotees. Devotional service is not something of this material world. It is spiritual. It is full of eternity, bliss and knowledge. Eternity, bliss and knowledge is predominant. Then with such devotees, Krishna says, apicheta sudaracharo, these devotees, even if by mistake, if they perform something, they are still considered to be saintly because they never give up their devotional service. And then Krishna says, suddenly, immediately, shipram bhavati dharmatma, immediately, quickly, they quickly become righteous and they attain lasting peace. So then he tells Arjuna, you declare it boldly that my devotees never perish. So similarly, we might think that all this is bygone ages. Today, who does all this? So recently we have examples of Srila Prabhupada. We have examples of his devotees who have surrendered everything. So I would just like to read one prayer which Bhakti Tirtha Swami makes in his meditation. Bhakti Tirtha Swami says, take away my will, Krishna. I am yours. Force me to do what is right and best. Use me as you like. You are my intelligence. You be my mind. You act as my will. I don't know what is best for me. In this lifetime, I am trying so hard and nothing is working. I ask you to put me in the right place at the right time for the right thing. Whatever is best, whether it is auspicious or inauspicious, bring up upon me what I need. My desire, my intelligence, even my will, they are all contaminated. I offer them all to you, my dear Lord Shyam Sundara. I am yours. You do with me what is best. Help me to be eager to accept, not in a grudging mood, but with real zeal and enthusiasm, as I submit myself and ask what I can. So, we have even today elevated personalities who make such prayers. His Holiness Radhana Swami would say that process of surrendering to the word of God leads to strong faith. When we surrender to the word of God, then our faith increases. And with that faith, we can conquer the world. So Srila Prabhupada had surrendered to this process. And he achieved success spiritually by surrendering everything to the Lord. It is, he would always, in his morning walks, he would quote these verses of Yashaham Anugranami. And in one of the verses he says, Prabhupada says that, Krishna forced me. Yes, I had a small manufacturing unit and I was very good in my business. But Krishna did not allow it. He wanted me to come to this point That is my practical experience. So we can understand it is between the Lord and His pure devotees. Yes, it is actually happened, and it all happened by His grace. By becoming, so he said, Krishna would ask him, by becoming Birla, what will you do? Prabhupada always says this, what will you do by becoming Birla, or by becoming Mr. Birla, by becoming a rich man? That was Krishna's plan. Come here, do this work. Srila Prabhupada would say, Krishna would tell me, some man, come here, do this work. My Guru Maharaj ordered and Krishna wanted it. I was resisting it. So then Srila Prabhupada would say, whoever had this very strong desire to serve the Lord, but he is bestowed with good family, good opulence, good wealth. So then sometimes Krishna, to increase his surrender of such a pure soul, he takes away. Otherwise we in our general, this thing, we need all this wealth and opulence. Like a very famous statement, there was one joke which says, you know, Gujarati bhai, kai pan thai maro rupyo lao. So we were attached to this wealth. And when we use this wealth in the right direction, it is said intelligence and wealth can be used to uplift suffering humanity. These two things can be used to uplift suffering humanity. So whoever has it, they can surely use it in Krishna's service, in uplifting suffering humanity. Then Srila Prabhupada said, I was resisting this. That's all. I was actually very expert businessman in chemical line. I did it very credibly in Bose's laboratory as manager and my own business. And everyone knows, even in manufacturing also, I was expert. But Krishna had brought me to this right path. So I may not, then everybody laughed. Then Srila Prabhupada said, I may not fall down. So everybody laughed. That's all. But whenever I was reading this verse, Yascha Aham Anugrihnami, I would shudder, Prabhupada said. Whenever I read this verse, when I show somebody my special favor, I take away all his money. I became shuddered when I hear this verse. So Krishna will take all my money. And he actually did that. And actually that happened. He took all my money and family and friends and everything. And then Srila Prabhupada laughs and he says, he asked me to go to America. So this happens with pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada. And it is purely by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that all of us are here and we are able to somehow engage into devotional life. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaura Bhakta Vrind ki.